12 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning on The Morning Show, brought to you proudly by Cool Cotton Company and Lily White Laundry. And in the studio with us right now, from Cool Cotton Company, it's the lady who carries the title in her surname, Lynn Cool. How, what a cool name.
Oh, wow.
What a cool name. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Dave.
And if we just get you a little bit more on mic, we'll be able to hear you. That's beautiful. So, Lynn, you, obviously, the Cool Cotton Co. has been in Bolito now for, what, 3 years?
Yes, 2019.
And established, it's a beautiful store.
Thank you. It is
a little tucked away, however, so I think it's a very good idea now that we start to bring it much more into focus, because, well, it deserves it, quite frankly. And I was very impressed when I popped into the store the other day, and when I was looking desperately for a decent bed to lay my head down on, and I was actually looking for a mattress. I didn't realize you sold beds. And this is a huge revelation, because, you know, the name says it all, really, but it doesn't. It says Cool Cotton Company, which I would imagine says linens of glorious description and possibly soft furnishings, duvets, etc., and mattresses, etc. It's all part of the cotton, but the actual bed is an integral part of the whole thing. And I think today we're going to be talking about the importance of
sleep,
of getting a good night's rest, or a good... you might want to sleep during the day, but the essence of health.
Yeah.
And Leah's luckily a health professional by profession.
Well, I'm married to a health professional, but I think I know my bit by now.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved what you said about how, you know, it starts with your sleep.
100%. Yes.
So let's go into it. The essence of a good bed, what is that?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of beds out there, spring versus foam, and also that's what is important for people to know, because you get different comforts, different people, everyone's needs different. So it's important, first of all, to identify what your comfort is, and then to put you onto the right bed, because from there, it's about having their good night rest.
Is a lot of it not hype, though? Because I've seen adverts for beds that you can... A giant cat leaps onto the bed, and the sleeping person doesn't even notice they're there, because that's, and it's got, I mean,
it's actually a fact, because what we do, what we call it, is no transfer of movement. So when you sleep on a totally foam core structured bed, there is no movement. So when your partner tosses and turns at night, you do not feel that.
Wow. So it's possible then to sleep with someone with irritable leg syndrome or whatever that kicks in. It happens.
Off
you hear
neck.
About almost divorces happening because you can't see. And oh yeah, that's great news.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, I would imagine, also science behind the notion that a bed needs to be changed, particularly a mattress. I mean, it's a receptacle for all sorts of... I don't want to even go there, but certainly we do. We shed a lot of cells, and generally speaking, I think we perspire in our sleep and all these terrible things that we don't do in polite society, but we actually do. And we tend to wash our linen often, we're clean and hygienic and all that, but the bed is the last thing we even think about. Why should I replace my bed? It's perfectly good. Look at it. It's been there for 20 years and it's going to go another 20.
Yeah, you know, beds are kind of a grudge purchase. People will rather go and spend money on the holiday or a big TV. But it's important to change your bed. You must remember, when you're a child to a teenager to an adult to a pensioner, your body changes. Mm. Therefore, your needs on your sleeping surface change. So you should be turning your mattress, obviously, monthly. But every 5 to 7 years, at least, you have to purchase a new bed.
Now, there used to be... back in the day, where mattresses were made with metal and springs, and creatures used to live in them, and literally they did. You've got bed bugs having a wonderful time in it, like a circus, but just beneath the because it was hollow. Yeah. Is that gone now?
No, not really. But if you look after your mattress like you're supposed to look after yourself, with your health, your hygiene. You know, first of all, you put a mattress protector on a bed, which stops anything spilling onto the mattress and then causing algae or bed bugs starting to live in it, or your skin going onto the mattress. But it's just hygiene. It's real hygiene. And obviously, there are Scotch guards which you can put on the mattress, which protects it further. But and warranties and guarantees do fall away if your mattress is actually sort of spoiled.
Soiled. So, obviously, technology has created, as in many industries, in the sleep industry, technology has now really come to the fore and created the kind of mattresses that, as you were alluding to, give you the opportunity for an excellent night's rest. What at the moment in Cool Cotton Company, if someone is looking for a bed, should they be looking for?
So, as you mentioned, technology changes. Okay, so my passion always lies with foam. Even though on top of a spring, there's foam. That's where your comfort comes from. So with technology changing, there's an open sole structure. Air flows through the soles of the foam now. It's more breathable. It's more advanced in that you got the memory foam, your latex foam. So giving you much more plushness, much more comfort to the foam mattresses or the spring mattresses that were back in the day. So there's so much variety and different comforts to offer now.
And does the price point reflect the level of comfort?
100%, yeah.
So the more expensive, the better.
The more expensive the better becomes, the sleep.
How much do you value a good night's sleep?
Well, now this is the thing. I was at a lodge this weekend, which was extraordinarily lovely. Mm. And the bed was so comfortable, I thought, when I first lay down. It was sort of, I don't know, almost, it was like that. I woke up every hour because maybe I'm just not used to it. Because it's a different kind of experience, yeah. I suppose. And I would imagine that the same thing goes for most people. Do you get used to a bed that you sleep in regularly and then you're looking to replace it? You want the same kind of experience?
Yes. Obviously, as again I said, I'm a lover of foam. So once I go onto a spring bed,
you can't sleep.
I can't sleep. So I actually get obsessed with my foam bed.
Okay. So now, Cool Cotton Company obviously is at the, when I say obviously, we know where it is. Do you, if you're listening to this and you're curious, well, I'll tell you, it's at the Circle Shopping Center, which is over the road from the Lifestyle Center. It's where the Food Lovers Market is, but it's not next to Food Lovers Market. There's an alcove that you wander down, and in there, at the end of this walkway, is paradise. Literally, you go through the door, it's beautiful. It smells good, it feels good. Cool, pardon the pun, and it's full of gorgeous things and very good service as well. Extremely good service. I'm not just saying this because you sponsor the show. I actually bought a bed, as I said earlier, and was very impressed. What impressed me particularly was how fast we were able to receive the bed once, or the mattress. This is part of your service. Your turnaround is very quick.
100%. It's about quality, price, and then obviously service to the end consumer.
Now, quality and price obviously sometimes are mutually exclusive. Looking for a quality at a reasonable price bed, is it a possibility?
100%. You know, I have to cover everybody's needs. So, yes, I do have from 3999 right up to your 24,000 Rand price points. But nothing stops you coming to Cool Cotton Co. and I can give you an equally good quality bed at 8999 with the bells and the whistles. So,
so there's the opportunity then to mix and match and find exactly what's right for you. And then on top of that, all the linen that goes with it, you can really one-stop shop, find extraordinarily beautiful. Let's talk about thread count. What is, because you hear that about, I know that the term, if you're looking for good sheets, you've got to get a high thread count?
Yeah, so the higher the thread count, obviously the more luxurious, soft, comfortable feel it is, but then it is a little bit more difficult to iron. So that's the pros and cons of how the higher the thread count goes.
And that's why we're in partnership with Lily White Laundry, because they do all of that for you, you see. Here is the deal. You buy the best that you can afford, and then they keep it in good condition. You don't have to schlep.
That's always the trick, isn't it?
It's wonderful. I think it's a natural partnership, quite frankly. But we'll be talking about them in the fullness of time. So right now in store, what can one expect? There must be some special deals to be had, because it's post that season to be jolly, and now we're jolly poor. So what's good? What can I invite you to?
Well, obviously Valentine's coming up, so we do have a Valentine's special on the beds.
Wow.
That's a nice gift. We've been talking about nice gifts this week, and that... Yeah.
Actually, come to think about it, what nicer, in fact,
yeah.
a gift for everyone to enjoy.
Exactly.
Now, I'm talking about a good night's sleep. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about the sleep. I'm a firm lover of sleep. In fact, you were talking about the store, and I'm going, can I come and nap by you this afternoon? Just, you know, give it a test run.
Why not?
So Valentine's... Valentine's Day, Valentine's Month, it's become
Valentine's Month.
Yeah.
We'll be running out.
So it's the month of love, and obviously nothing nicer than to slip between gorgeous, fresh, crisp sheets. Marvelous. Duvet not necessarily as important in the height of summer, but you know,
flat sheets, that's where that comes in.
Really?
Yes.
So there are alternatives.
Cool and crisp. Yeah.
And there's also now room scent is very important, isn't it?
Diffusers.
Do you sell those as well?
Yes.
So the entire experience, it's no longer just a room to sleep in, it's a room to make dreams in and to rejuvenate and revive. It's like the spa of the home. I'm doing a job for you. You should be
telling
us.
I want to go to bed.
Take luxury to bed.
There we go. The month of love, cool cotton, looking for a bed has never been easier in the greater Ballito area. You deliver all over the place, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Simple as that, and with no doubt an eye for an extraordinarily beautiful gift for yourself and the one that you love, why don't you pop in to Cool Cotton? It's just around the corner, as I say, and a treasure trove of beautiful things for the bedroom. Is there anything else that you specialize in at Cool Cotton?
We do curtains as well. We do, we'll be starting headboards and ottomans and everything. Anything like a one-stop shop regarding hospitality and obviously for the end consumer.
Do you cater for the trade as well?
Yes, I do.
So if you're looking at opening a bed and breakfast or a hotel, obviously there are options and that's quite a competitive market, but there's nothing like the personal touch.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Cool Cotton Co. is particularly strong. I'm impressed. You will be too, no doubt. And Lynn, I'm sure we'll be having a conversation going forward as the weeks unfold and the journey continues. I wish you continued success at Cool Cotton Company. And thank you for joining us on the morning show.
Thank you for having me.
That carries that proud sponsorship. Brought to you by Cool Cotton Company. Doesn't that sound lekker? And Lily White. We've been in conversation with Lynn Cool. You're on the morning show, and here's the Who.